What family art thou, my son? I do not know of what family I am, answered Satyakama. I asked my mother, and she said, I do not know, my child, of what family thou art. In my youth I was poor, and served as a maid many masters, and then I had thee. I therefore do not know of what family thou art. My name is Jabala, and thy name is Satyakama. I am therefore Satyakama Jabala, master. To him, Master Gautama said, Thou art a Brahman, since thou hast not gone away from truth. Come, my son, I will take thee as a student. Om. There lived once a boy, Svetaketu Aruneya by name. One day his father spoke to him in this way, Svetateku, go and become a student of sacred wisdom. There is no one in our family who has not studied the holy Vedas, and who might only be given the name of Brahman by courtesy. The boy left at the age of 12, and having learnt the Vedas, he returned home at the age of 24, very proud of his learning, and having a great opinion of himself. His father, observing this, said to him, Svetaketu, my boy, you seem to have a great opinion of yourself. You think you are learned, and you are very proud. Have you asked for that knowledge whereby what is not heard is heard? What is not thought is thought, and what is not known is known. What is that knowledge, father? Asked Svetaketu. Just as by knowing a lump of clay, my son, all that is clay can be known, since any differences are only words, and the reality is clay. Just as by knowing a piece of gold that all is gold can be known, since any differences are only words, and the reality is only gold. And just as by knowing a piece of iron, all that is iron is known, since any differences are only words, and the reality is only iron. Svetaketu said, Certainly my honoured masters knew not this themselves. If they had known, why would they not have told me? Explain this to me, father. So be it, my child. Bring me a fruit from this banyan tree. Here it is, father. Break it. It is broken, sir. What do you see in it? Very small seeds, sir. Break one of them, my son. It is broken, sir. What do you see in it? Nothing at all, sir. Then his father spoke to him. My son, from the very essence in the seed which you cannot see, comes in truth this vast banyan tree. Believe me, my son, an invisible and subtle essence is the spirit of the whole universe. That is reality. That is Atman. Thou art that. Explain more to me, father, said Svetaketu. So be it, my son. Place this salt in water and come to me tomorrow morning. Svetaketu did as he was commanded, and in the morning his father said to him, Bring me the salt you put into the water last night. Svetaketu looked into the water, but he could not find it, for it had dissolved. His father then said, Taste the water from this side. How is it? It is salt. Taste it from the middle. How is it? It is salt. Taste it from that side. How is it? It is salt. Look for the salt again, and come again to me. The son did so, saying, I cannot see the salt, I only see water. His father then said, In the same way, O my son, you cannot see the spirit, but in truth he is here. An indivisible and subtle essence is the spirit of the whole universe. That is reality, that is truth. Thou art that. Explain more to me, father. So be it, my son. Even as a man, O my son, who had been led blindfolded from his land of the Gandaharas, and then left in a desert place, might wander to the east and north and south, because